Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring locally grown and organic foods, as well as homemade healthy deli meals. More information is available at 352-3347 or at the co-op.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, putting the garden to bed for the winter has a different feel than springtime groundwork. Lisa Brautz ponders that in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
The backyard scene in my immediate neighborhood is far different in the late fall than in the spring and summer. My own garden stands almost completely browned from the last couple hard freezes. Only the chard is still green and upright and edible. A glance around the other backyards tells the same story. Lots of dead tomato and pepper plants, browned flowers, and withered vines. I'm finally ready to harvest the chard and anything else that lives and then clear some of this stuff out for the season. But where is everyone? In the spring, everyone's doing work outside at the same time on the weekends and after work or school as the days lengthen. We're helping each other out, lending tools, swapping vegetable starts, splitting loads of compost. We're hanging over each other's fences, where there are fences, looking forward to the coming summer and freedom from the tyranny of school schedules. It's the same in summer, just add sharing beers in the heat and trading vegetable surpluses. Fall is the exact opposite. School's back in session and people have returned to their so-called regular schedules. The days started getting noticeably shorter in September. Tools are mostly back with their owners, and instead of swapping the vegetable starts of spring and the extra tomatoes or jars of peppers of summer, we're swapping garden postmortems, what worked, what didn't, what we'll try next year, and making tentative plans for get-togethers. That's not to say people aren't working out in their yards, putting things to bed, or otherwise taking advantage of what's left of fall. Laundry on the line gives away the outdoor presence of other neighbors, just not when I happen to be outside. I see my neighbor Sam outside almost every good weather day and some bad weather days, working on something that probably has to do with the chicken coop.
I was building a new fence for my chickens because they need something a little warmer this winter. Okay. And what else have we been doing? I've been doing pruning on my perennial shrubs as much as I can now, cutting out dead stuff so I don't have to do it in the spring or I can look for buds. And trying to figure out if I have perennial sunflowers or Jerusalem artichokes growing. And either way, I want to eradicate them in the spring, so I'm trying really hard to get a head start on that.
Now is really the best chance we have of seeing each other. After several years of keeping track, I've noticed we all pretty much disappear into our respective homes and lives starting in October, staying warm and keeping busy with school, work, sports, and approaching holidays, and maybe an indoor project or two. We bump into each other outdoors on the rare, brilliant days.
Feet are going to smell like ketchup.
Today I'm outside with my husband, working. It's one of those brilliant days in the mid-60s and very sunny, but it's a November weekday, which means it's unlikely we'll see anyone else while we work. Today's tasks include pulling up tomato stakes, rolling up chicken wire, I call it bunny fencing, and pulling up dead stuff. Lots and lots of dead stuff. It's so quiet. It's just us, a few birds. I noticed the juncos were back a few weeks ago. And the snuffling around of thousands of squirrels and rabbits. It feels good to be out in the sun, but it also feels surprisingly good to work alone together. Putting things to bed for the year in your garden isn't a bad or lonely thing. It's just the same turning inward that naturally happens as the days shorten and the weather gets colder. It's just writ a bit larger. The neighborhood will reconvene to swap seeds in February. We'll get excited for new projects and share resources and make big plans. But for now, we rest.
Lisa Brautz's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com. If you have an idea for In My Backyard, email us at willagstaff@illinois.edu. That's willagstaff@illinois.edu. We'll